the liver.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I'm saying that's the Ramban Kuzan he's talking about. That Ramban Kuzan is the. In Tosfos, they said the two is looking at the two is neshama. If it's local in the two is neshama, right? So that's the Ramban that spells that out. Ramban Kuzan spells out that the Tilos Hashama could be from a very small area, Tilos Sircha, right? So that's the Tosfos. That's the other way of learning Pshat in the Tosfos. Remember we said that how is it in Tilos Neshama by Brismila by Besulim? So I said one of two ways: either that the Tilos Neshama is of that small part, or taking the Dam out. So the Ramban and Kuzan spells out that you could say that this is shown just a very small area. That's machlokes. Maybe we should look at it more carefully. But would you? The reason why I didn't take the Ramban into consideration is that I'm assuming, and I might be wrong. I'm assuming that the Ramban says the Tilos Neshama by Dildal Uber is when the Uber dies, not when you deliver the Uber alive. That's what I'm assuming. I might be wrong. You think the Rosh Bosh discusses that?
He said that, how does Rashi draw as well?
With its koitzer goizeis or until it's neshama?
Rashi was true.
What's that?
Rashi said it's true. Rosh Bosh is by the Yahweh.
That's if you, again, if you moil it alive. Right, if you moil it alive. I'm not so sure of that. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, and then you could say that. And said that.
I think he said that just right. He said,
yeah.
Because the mother is the one who's giving the Uber life, so once you give it to the mother, it's a Tashasa, literally. Even if they don't die. I think right. Mushroom is parallel. Mushroom doesn't die, it's in the way.
Was that? What's parallel?
Mushroom.
That's not the issue. Because that's could be koitzer goizer. That's not the issue. Right. Yes, that's
what can you do
I understand what you could say. Just to if that's what's clearly said, we have to assume that. But I think, but that's what I was saying before. I'm assuming that if it's delivered alive, it's not the Tilos Neshama. I'm assuming that. Again, I understand what you have to say. If that's going to be the, I'm not sure that's correct. Okay. So you probably have come across the Ramban at some point, which discusses that the Avos are only responsible for, only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Familiar? Very familiar? What was that? So the, you see it inside? Okay, so it's, Pasuk right before Sheni, Perek Chavav, Allah a mitzvah. Perek Chavav Pasuk A.
The context is Kadosh Baruch Hu appearing to Yitzchak at the beginning of Perek Chavav. Yitzchak, because there's a famine, is going to leave Eretz Yisrael the same way his father did. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Al Teirid Mitzroima, Shchoyin Baruch Hashem Oymar Eilecha. Alright? Context is obviously of extreme importance for this Ramban. In fact, the Ramban points out later on when Yaakov Avinu goes down to Yosef in Mitzrayim, so he also goes via Beersheba, via the south, and he stops in the same place. The Ramban intimates that he hopes that Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell him also, Shchon Ba'aretz Asher Omer Elecha. I'll tear it. Yaakov does not get that. So Yitzchak is a seminal point in Yitzchak. In fact, the truth is that of the stories of Yitzchak per se, so this is one of the major events, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told me it must stay in Eretz Yisrael, so we associate that with Yitzchak being an Ola Tamima. And it says a lot about Yitzchak, it says a lot about Eretz Yisrael. The end of this Nevuah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll stay in Eretz Yisrael, needn't worry about the famine. Rebesi Yizarucha Kikoicha Hashemayim, V'nasati L'Zarucha Kol Aratzo Se'el, V'Zbaruchu V'Zarucha Kol Goyei Ha'aretz. Alright, number one, he'll have many children. He'll have Eretz Yisrael. And the nations of the world will come to recognize the bracha of Klal Yisrael. Ekev, why all of this? Ekev asher shama Avram bekoili. All of this is because Avram listened to me. Vayishmor mishmarti mitzvoyseichu koisai v'serasai. So what does the end of the pasuk add? Ekev asher shama Avram bekoili. Avram listened to me. Finished. Vayishmor mishmarti mitzvoyseichu koisai v'serasai. And he observed all of my mitzvahs, different kinds of mitzvahs. So this is the source for the Gemara Yumach of Ches Med Aleph. It says that the Avos kept Kol HaTerukul. That if it would simply be that the Avos listened to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it wouldn't spell out by Yishmor Mishmarati Mitzvayseichu Koyisai Vosevosai. But since it spells out all the different kinds of mitzvahs, and these are categories that we use later on, so that's to indicate that the Avos kept Kol HaTerukul. Rashi, in explaining the different phrases, Shom Avram Bekoili, that's the Nisyonis, Kishon Nisisiyosai. Vayishmor Mishmarti are the Gzeros. Mitzvoisai are those mitzvahs we call later on Mishpatim, things that we would observe even if they were not written down. Chukoisai is the way we understand a chok, that which it's hard to understand. V'seirosoi, and that is even Torah Shabbal Peh. And Allah HaMashem Yisina. So let's try to look at the Rashi a little more carefully, see what Rashi is pointing out. V'yishmor Mishmarati is Gzeros. We can look at it literally, that the Ovis kept called Torah Kula. Or we can say what it means is that concern to observe all the mitzvahs. What does Xaver represent? That Chazal was so concerned that we should observe the mitzvahs that they made various suyogim. Shnius levaris ishuas l'shabbos. Right, so that expresses a certain idea of dikduk mitzvahs. We'll get to mitzvah mesilas yesharim as well. Mitzvoisai, so those are things that we would have observed anyways. But they become part of our service of the Ribbono Shlom. We co-opt them into this service. That's what it means, right? When the Rashi says, So what is the point of a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling me something I would do anyways? Don't steal and shvichas damim. So either it means that our tolerance will be much more limited. In other words, euthanasia. If shvichas damim is designed by man, then euthanasia becomes an issue. Right? It was designed by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, so it can't happen. But there are certain limitations. Abortion, according to the Posum, hold that abortion is entirely yasser. So if Shvichas Damim is defined by man, so that when there's room to talk at the beginning, at the end, right? But if it's designed by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, it's a different kind of discussion. It's what does Kadosh Baruch Hu say? So that's one possibility. That when we say mitzvosai, Kadosh Baruch Hu was excited that Avraham kept his mitzvah. What do you mean Kadosh Baruch Hu was excited? Kadosh Baruch Hu was excited that he'll keep his mitzvahs as they were ordained by the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Which either means it means both. It means it recasts the mitzvah with significant differences, and it also means that it becomes part of the Avodas Hashem. Not stealing becomes part of Avodas Hashem. What does that mean? Because when we don't steal because it's morally wrong to steal. And we don't steal because we have a munah that Kadosh Baruch Hu will provide me with what I need. Right? It's a difference. So the gezel becomes co-opted into the service of Kadosh Baruch Hu. If a person steals, it's a chisar and a munah. Not only is it wrong and ethical, and he's hurting somebody else, and it's a mazik, and all the forms of in odom lachaver that he's violating, he's also violating his trust in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Yeah.
Possible to say Rashi is saying something about the
Shevet Mitzvah Noach? He does not spell it out. We don't. I'm not sure if the Shevet Mitzvah Noach would be defined this way. Some see it that way. I think the Rashi would say directly. The Ramban addresses that directly. Chukosai is very interesting. The lashon is the varm sheyitzerar gumasol meishivin aleihin. It's interesting that if we were writing Rashi, we would flip it. We would say, Chukosov, those are Gzeiras HaMelech. Chukosov, things that Kadosh Baruch Hu decrees. And things that cause us a certain kind of aggravation because the Goyim bother us about it. Then Rashi flips it. Rashi says, you know what defines a Chok? That the Yitzhar and Numas HaOlam give us aggravation over them. Why do they give us aggravation? How do they do it? In the time of David, there's something interesting that the why does Rashi look at it that way? Because the nisoyon in keeping the echok is not that it's gzeiras hamelach. The nisoyon is very often in presentation. The nisoyon is that the umos ha'olam that we have a hard time presenting ourselves. The nisoyon is the yetzirah inside of us questions the value of keeping the echok. Lavi Torah Shebal Peh. And Halacha Lomei Shmisani. What does that mean? It means the commitment to transmit. So Rashi's understanding is, Ekev Shasham Avram Bekoli, why does Yitzchak have all these chuyos? Because Avram passed the Nisyonos. Because he showed a keen interest in observing everything Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do, ad kerei kach, that it's ke'ilu, he made the gzeiros, because things that others may have done for logical reasons in Avram's life, they were part of his avodas Hashem, because he didn't get weighed down, or he didn't take pause because he was asked to do things that caused inner strife, and because he had a commitment to make sure that whatever he accomplished, he would pass on. That's how Rashi interprets each one of these ideas puts together, contributes to the zchus of Avraham Avinu. So let's look at the Ramban. Mishnah had many different interpretations and different ways of interpreting it. We had last week in our shul, we had Rabbi Menachem Liebtag. So he went through the various interpretations of the Rishonim and showed how each of the Rishonim had a slightly different approach to interpreting these words. In other words, some Rishonim, looking across the door, some Rishonim, the Rashbam would go through every time in Avram's life that the word Shama v'kol was used, or Mishmeres, or Mitzvah, or Chok, or Sorah. Other Rishonim looked at other places in Tanakh where these words were used. Right, the different approaches to what each Rishon thought was the most reasonable way of interpreting. But I'm more interested in understanding, once you have this set of ideas that a Kodesh Baruch Hu singles out of here, so I'm interested in understanding, so why is that the basis for the Bechir of Avraham Avinu? Right? Every Rishon comes up with a different understanding of what was the Kodesh Baruch Hu looking at that was the basis of this moment of Bechira. So that's so Rashi's understanding is that Kodesh Baruch Hu singled out certain aspects of Avraham's Avoda, some which are easy for us to understand. Right? If we had time to discuss Rashi, so I would say that these are all aspects of one's Avoda that will encourage or assure that one's children will embrace the Avoda. Why do I say that? Well, because that's what's a Mishmeres. A Mishmeres is establishing a protection for the mitzvah, to make sure that irrespective of where I land up or what else is going on in my life, you take the first one, Nisoyan, I pass a Nisoyan. If I can transmit to my kids the strength of surpassing the Sionos, right, then I will be well along the way for my children to be over the Hashem. If I can establish certain achokos that they will adopt so that no matter where they find themselves, they won't even come close to me, I will be successful in encouraging or assuring that their shmiras hamitzvahs. If I can have them understand that even though it makes sense to them logically, they should see part of Avodas Hashem, then I'll be able to stop the slippery slope, which often begins to erode in those areas of halacha where we assume we understand and therefore we take liberties. And by the same token, if I'm successful in teaching them to stand up against the nisyonos of the yetzer hara, of the umus ha'olam, who want to chip away at things we don't understand. And finally, if my mesorah is strong, if there's a commitment to Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rashi seems to say that what Kodesh Baruch Hu was pointing out of here is one of the things. He doesn't talk about kashrus, right? It's not derech, but doesn't mention explicitly tzedakah, because he's pointing out, he doesn't talk about explicitly nedarim, shvuas. A lot is left out of here. It's not by no means an exhaustive list of mitzvahs. It's a very, very specific list of mitzvahs. So what I would suggest is that Rashi's interpreting the reason why he interpreted it is because he found different places where mitzvah means different things. Now chok al pi medrash means what's hard to understand. Mitzvah al pi medrash means tzivuyim. So where I'm listening, it's the tzivuy. I will listen to it anyways, but the tzivuy is being added on over here. Not the substance, just the mitzvah alone is being added over here. So that's in Rashi in different ways, but if I were to understand Rashi, then the point is that Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling Yitzchak, you are, the reason that you're here is because Avram took such great care in making sure you'd be here. And so Avram took such great care, so that's going to be the tzchus for your Bechira. And that's the Musar Haskel for Yitzchak as well. Why do I think this is correct? Because what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu tell Avram Avinu? When the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Avram, why am I choosing you? What does he tell him? What's the pasuk? The Bali Kri here.
L'mana sheyitzav es bincha acharecha. The exact same pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, I'm choosing you because I know that you will make sure that your children follow through. Okay, let's look at the Ramban. Okay, just the Ramban. Vishmar Shmardi. Lashin Rashi. Bekoili Kishnesisi Yosef. Mishmarti Xeris Achok Gon Shneas Lavois Shmus Shabbos. Mitzvoisai Mitzvah Evil Enichtav Hoyu Dinu Shiyichtav. Gon Gezel Shichas Dom. Chukoi Sadvam Shiyitzirava Oide Avoid Zora Meshivan Aleyem. Kigon Achilas Chazir Lisha Shadnash. Ain Tamadover. Elamelach Gozer Chukai Alvoda. Vesei Rosoi. And if this is correct, he calls it Banui al Das, Shoy Avram Makam Misham Esoterra, Ad Shalay Nithna. This is what is based on the assumption that Avram Avinu was keeping Torah before Matan Torah. Pikach Omru Baposuk, and there are several indications from Medrash that the Omer kept called Torah Kula. In other words, the Ramban is saying what we said. That Avram kept kol Torah Kula, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is pointing out certain specific aspects of kol Torah Kula that were the ones that were the zchus of Avram Avinu, which were the basis of the bechira of his lineage. V'im kein yekozet bonei al das she'oy Avram mikayemu mishamer es haTorah ad shelo nitna v'kach omru v'pos v'itulem at Yosef Agolos. It's based on the same assumption. The same interpretation. The Ramban same as Kashas. Right, if that's the case, so we have to ask the following Kashas. Kasha number one is a Chaykim Yaakov Matseva. How did Yaakov set up a Matseva? We know Matseva is also the setup. It's against the Torah. Next, Benosa Shtei Achoyos. How did he marry two sisters? It's against Halacha. Ubedas Rabbeinu Arba. Right, some midrashim say that Bill and Zilpah were half sisters. The Amram Nasa de Dosai. Moshe Rabbeinu Heikim Shteim Esrei Matseva. The Heyech Efsha Shiyu Noyagim Heter Bater Mesha Osar Avram Aviyim. Alatma Vekomel Hashem Scharal Domer. We had Samus Bonim as Beiso Achim Lechas Midracham. He says, how could it be? So he'll tell me, no, but they weren't obligated to keep the mitzvahs. So Ramban says, but he has very strongly, Kadosh Baruch Hu just said in this pasuk that Kadosh Baruch Hu was so excited that Avram was keeping the mitzvahs. So how are you talking? How could Yaakov conceivably violate a mitzvah? They learned that it was awesome. So he'll tell me, yeah, they weren't mitzvah. So Ramban says, I know you can tell me that. But that goes against the pasuk. Why? Because if Avram tells your father the reason you're here is because your father, your grandfather, kept all the times that we spoke about. So how you talking that Yaakov Avinu should violate those mitzvahs? That goes against the whole basis of the mechira of the family. So that's his kasha. He goes right there. He says, and Gemara says, "Be Yaakov Dorshu Shomer as the Shabbos of Kavod Chumen by Shechem." That he kept his Kavod Chumen. That's why he even speaks of it over there.
so the more he discusses, but establishing Tchum and Erev Shabbos. The Efsher Sheyi is there, the Shabbos from Nei Shei Shkula Kekol Teru Kula. Shehi Mei Ida Al Mas Emerashis. No, what's the Ramban already saying? The Efsher Sheyi is there, the Shabbos from Nei Shei Shkula Kekol Teru Kula. What's the point the Ramban's making?
And the Kashas the Ramban asks, so that's their famous Tirutz, and the most famous Tirutz is the Marasha in Yuma. The Gemara is in Yuma. That's where the Gemara says, Yuma Chavchaz, that the Ovis kept falling to Rekula, even Erev Techumen, I think, Natil Sedaim, I think. They even kept the Rabbanon. So the Marasha points out that the Ramban's Kashas, and the Marasha gives Tirutz, which are not pretty famous. Right, one Tirutz says, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? They were Geyrus. Right? Their mother did not come from the family of Avraham Avinu. So they had to do some form of Geirus. So we know that the Geirus and his Gayir could call Shadon Adami. So once they got married, they weren't sisters anymore. Yaakov Avinu wouldn't marry them without Geirus. They learned called Terakul, right? So Yaakov Avinu was already with Teres Yehudi. So maybe the family was with Teres Yehudi. But the mother came from some of the family, so the mother had to be having Geirus. So Marasha points out, it's a little bit difficult because Liachar Matan Torah, we would probably not permit a person to marry two sisters because we would probably not permit that kind of heter, Liachar Geirus. He said, that's the one problem. How about Matseva? He said, Matseva, Tesis Sanhedrin says that before Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't mind having Matzevas. It was only after Matan Torah. If it's even before, it says, but in the time of the Ovos, in the time of the Ovos, I loved Matzevos. But after the time of the Ovos, the Goyim began putting up Matzevos, so I don't like Matzevos anymore. So you see that even Lu Yitzuyah, you can't say these things in a philosophically accurate way, but Lu Yitzuyah, the Torah was given earlier, then it would not have asked Matzevos. So the Torah of Avraham Avinu didn't have to be firmer than the Torah itself. The Torah itself says that Bishasa almost the Matzevus were okay. It only became awesome because the Torah was given after the Goyim adopted Matzevus. The Tosfos discusses that in the context of Mechukasei Mosilechu. That something can actually change because the Goyim will change and their practices. So the Marasha says that's all the Mitarets are two Kashas. The Meryl Kasha the Mitarets as no, as Kodem Shinel Adami, and the Matzeva Kasha will answer because with Bishas Omos and Matzevus were not Aser. So that's the answer that's given for the Shita that is usually associated with the Bali Atosos and probably Rashi as well. But the Ramban, you see, begins to veer away from it. Ve'efsher she'yi ezeh b'shabes b'nei she'shkula k'chol ha'terokula she'hi me'idha al ma'ase b'reish. What does the Ramban mean? And maybe when we say that Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos and Tchumin, and we're referring to Shabbos. Shabbos is different. What do you mean Shabbos is different? So what's the Ramban already... What was that? What's the Ramban starting on his way now? No? Go ahead. Right. So it's a Lav Davka. Maybe it's a Lav Davka. Maybe when we say that Yaakov kept Shabbos, we mean that Yaakov was entirely committed to the Machshava of Shabbos. That everything that Shabbos represents, everything Shabbos teaches us, to be made al briyas ha'olam, to be fully aware of his rochav in the borei olam. So Yaakov Avinu, his life was totally informed with kabbalas ol malchus shemayim him zibor olam. Because rochav was zibor olam, so he didn't mean he kept hilchas Shabbos. It means that whatever Shabbos does for us, it did for Yaakov, we had accomplished that already. Without the Maisa
Mitzvah. So it could be what what Josh was saying before, right? That's what Ramban says. That we should be able to interpret this entire pasuk around the Shiva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So now the Ramban is stuck a little bit. What's the kasher Ramban is trying to answer? If it's the Sheva Mitzvah in Noach, no. No, I think the second tier. I think it's separate. No. What's the problem with the Sheva Mitzvah in Noach? What's the pasuk saying? Because Baruch's making a big deal over here. No, it says the Teretz. But apparently what's bothering the Ramban is this is the pasuk that explains to Yitzchak the great schus that he has. Right? So if you tell me he kept Kol HaTorah Kula on a world that was Mitzuvah in 7 minutes, I understand. And certainly if you emphasize the parts of Kol HaTorah Kula, then it's going to assure its durability. If you tell me that Yaakov Avinu was in such a high madrega that he figured out all of the philosophical and all of the spiritual growth that you can get from keeping a Shabbos, and he was able to do without a Shabbos, it's mind-boggling. Anything that a Jew accomplishes by keeping Shabbos once every 7 days, 52 times a year, L'Erech Yom V'Shanim, Yaakov Avinu was able to accomplish without a Shabbos, that's unbelievable. Right? Without a Kabbalah Shabbos, without Shalom Shunas, without a Friday night. So he accomplished all of this on his own, and his own by himself. Nope. So, if you tell me that that's Pshat, I'm not even sure that Ramban means a potato Pshat in the Pasuk, like Pshat in the Gemara. But if that's what if we're going to say it's Pshat in the Pasuk, so that's a tremendous thing. That you look at Avram accomplished, it's a high level of Ruchnius on his own, working on himself. Of course he deserves to be the forerunner of the family that is going to receive Kol HaTorah Kula. But if you tell me that they kept the 7 minutes B'nai Noach, it's a little bit anticlimactic. Right? Why are you being chosen? Because your father didn't steal, he didn't murder, he wasn't raped, didn't do any incest, alright? Didn't eat Eber Menachai. That's a little bit unflattering, right? That's what it's all based on. So the Ramban says, apparently his father then, "V'hu ha'shomer v'oise ritzoin borei u'mishamer afilu diktukin v'chumres b'mitzvah shalehen." U'kamoish is kira v'dezor shal Avram avino arba meyas birkei havei. V'dorshu b'meyashorim she'medudu l'masros. Ki hoyu ovois nedive yamim. So then we have to say that Avram kept every mitzvah with a tremendous passion and excitement, with tremendous depth. So there's one mitzvah, one of the entries of Sheva Mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, but Avram's Mesechta of Avodah Zarah and 400 blot. Right? So that he was half 400 blot. It means that he delved into Avodah Zarah with such excitement and passion and zeal and concern that he understood all the Avodah Zarahs and he darshed them up and he explained them and he knew how to be marchik from them and he made gezeiros and he did the halachas of tikrevis Avodah Zarah and he did the halachas of yisur hanu Avodah Zarah yehari bal yavor. It was a whole limud. It was at least probably 8 times the size of our mesechta of Avodah Zarah. And then you multiply that by every mitzvah. Right? So he kept it with such, that's the pshat, that'll be pshat in the pasuk. Ekev asher shom Avram b'koyli, he kept my mitzvahs. V'yishmor mishmarti, and he set up achokos. Mitzvoisai. Chukosev v'seros, and those all represent different aspects of diktaka mitzvahs. And then the Ramban says, and they gave a tremendous amount of tzedakah. They're very, very generous. I assume what this means is that under the category of gezel, under the category of dinim. Because according to Ramban, dinim is choshen mishpat. Right, gezel is according to Ramban, gezel and choshen are separate entries. But the point is that if a person accepts the principle of not stealing, and the principle of dinim, which is that whatever I need, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will provide for me, so then one can be a generous person as well. Right? A person that understands that every God comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if I need to help somebody else out, they'll also come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's what I assume he means over here. That he was able to understand that if Avodah Zarah was a 400, not even blood, he says 400 prakim. 400 prakim, it's even more. That's much more. 400 prakim. That means it's 400 major topics at least. Right? And then if you're able to grow from the din of gezel and dinim to become a generous person and to give maisers and understand you have to support the kohanim, so then that means that you're understanding the issues in their depth. So that's what he's saying. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. He didn't just take my mitzvah since I write, so you want some mitzvahs, good, fine, we'll take care of it. You want we should learn about them, we'll learn about them. Well, we should have expand upon them. No. These are mitzvahs in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he took every single mitzvah, made a whole Torah, a Torah Shleim out of the mitzvah. Okay? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what he's doing with my mitzvah. He makes a whole Torah in every single mitzvah. So that's the schus that you're going to give birth to the family that will receive Kol Torah Kulo, because you know how to appreciate Torah. Next. So what do we have so far? Rashi's pshat is he kept mitzvahs, and there are certain mitzvahs that they discovered on their own, which were their chus. Ramban's first pshat is that perhaps, and it's not clear to me whether he's giving us as a pshat or saying this pshat in the Gemara, that they accomplished everything which a mitzvah was to accomplish in terms of ruchnius, in terms of theology, hanhogas. Next. The yukar de raisa, the appreciation that they had, that they kept the Sheva Mitzvah de Noach and made an entire Torah out of every single mitzvah. Next, the anira elai midas v'meseinu, shelomad avram avinu atero kulu beruch hakodesh, v'osak bo v'tami mitzvah yisem v'seidesem, v'shomar oisa kulu k'mishu einoi mitzvah v'yese, u'shmirasa oisa v'aris v'vah. He says, what I think is the pshat of Chazal, is that Avram understood Kol Torah Kulo Mei Ruach HaKodesh, and as we said, he made a whole Torah, he knew the mitzvahs, and he knew the Tamim, and he knew the Kabbalah of the mitzvahs. And he kept it in its entirety. So then he says, but that's the first pshat, that's Rashi pshat, we have a tremendous kasha. The Kasha, the Matzev is the Kasha of Rachel and Leah. She's the Ramban posits his famous Teretz. Then all of that was only Neretz Yisrael. Ben Yaakov, Bechutz Lars, Bilvad Nasha Shtei Achoyus. Vechein Amram, Ki HaMitzvahs Mishpat Elekei HaOretz Hein. Aval Pi Shuz Harnu Bechoyva Saguf Bechol Mokoyim. Ufar Ramzer Rabbe Seinu Asoyin Hazeh. And the Rabbi Shavel believes he's referring to the midrash that the Ramban quotes at the end of Achrei Mos, famous Ramban that's often discussed, that the Iker Kiyum HaMitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Ramban gives a famous mashal. It's not the Ramban. It's a midrash, and the fascinating thing is that Rashi quotes the exact same sifra. Everybody makes a big deal about the Rashi by Yaakov. But some other Ramban became more famous in this particular Sifri. What is that? Asut Tziyonim LaTorah. Make Tziyonim LaTorah. What does it mean, make Tziyonim LaTorah? So the Medrash says, Moshe Lamar Dover Dimer. It's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Yishai. Asut Tziyonim, make signs. So the Medrash says, Pashasim means like the Boy Scouts go into the forest. So a good Boy Scout always makes signs in the trees.
So he doesn't, so he'll find his way out. So he can look back on these and all the marks and all the trees and make his way out. So suits you when you're going to Golas. So put markers, you don't get lost in Golas. So the Medrash says, Moshe Mon Davidoyme, the king that kicked his wife out of the palace. And I think it was his wife. I think so. And he says that when you're going, take all the royal garbs with you. Right? The royal coat, the royal cloak. So you shouldn't forget where you come from. Why? Because we'll make up in the end. And I want to bring you back. Right? So that way, when you come back, you'll know you're supposed to behave. If in the meantime you leave all the royal coats behind, and all the crown jewels behind, the jewelry behind, and you become a commoner, so then after years and years of being a commoner, and I'm trying to bring you back to the palace, you won't know how to behave. So take the crown jewels with you. So when you're far away from the palace, at least remember. And then when you come back to the palace, you'll know how to behave. So the Ramban indicates, Ramban interprets, Rashi also interprets, that what the Medrash is saying is Ikir Kinan Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, we're keeping the mitzvahs as reminders. So after you get back to Eretz Yisrael, we'll know how to keep Shabbos, how to put on tefillin, how to put on tzitzis. Right, so that's not that is not at all correct al pi din. Right, that's what Ramban is pointing out over here. It's a very, very difficult sifrei to say such a thing. That a suit seal in Torah means that the mitzvahs outside, clearly the mitzvahs are as mechuyavos outside Eretz Yisrael. Except for Chayvus HaKark, Ramban spells that. Chayvus HaGuf is the same thing. Right? So either you have to say the Ramban is making a philosophical comment, a theological comment, or the Neus Daiti, Ramban is saying that the mitzvahs will accomplish different things wherever you are. So the mitzvahs accomplish the same thing for all of us, wherever we are, plus the mitzvah's tefillin will remind us of a perspective how to perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam. There it's Yisrael, so it'll achieve more dveikus. In Chutz La'aretz, it'll remind us that our tefillin is not a complete mitzvah. I'll have to speak about it sometime. But that's probably the pshat in that sifra. But the Ramban is alluding to that position that he explains in the end of Achrei Mos. That's what he's saying over here. Let's look inside. Can read the words. Read the words carefully. He reminds us that Yaakov married two sisters outside of Eretz Yisrael, and Amram was outside of Eretz when he married his aunt. Ki amitzvus mishpat elokeya oretzim. Right. He's saying that there is a special, a unique bond between the mitzvus and Eretz Yisrael. There's a unique bond between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Eretz Yisrael. Aval Bishu is harnu b'chayvas aguf b'chol makim, even though chayvas aguf prevails wherever we are. Ukvar roms are misenu asoid hazeh, v'ani a'irchom boi be'ez v'shem, and I will explain, I will encourage this later on, I will discuss it later on. V'amatzeva mitzvah sh'nischashu b'zvan yoduhi, like the Marashah said before, So it's the Ramban explaining now. So now he's explaining that we understand how Yaakov and Amram could violate the Torah of Chutz La'aretz. They were Mitzuvah in Chutz La'aretz. So why does the Medrash say that Yosef kept Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz? He wasn't Mitzuvah. He kept Shabbos in Chutz. He says because he still used the Shabbos to teach Emuna ulehoitzi milibim kavonas avedazara v'das ha-mitzriyim. So again, so what's the Ramban saying over here? You have to see how pretty this Ramban is. To always go back to the context. Yitzchak is about to leave Eretz Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't leave. Shchon ba'aretz hazos, asher oimar eilecha, gur ba'aretz hazos, ve'eye imcha, Right? So he's saying, and you know I want you to stay here, because this is what your mesuvin mitzvahs. Because in Eretz Yisrael, Avram practiced these mitzvahs. He's telling Yitzchak, because you have a special bond in the Eretz Yisrael. That's why you can't leave. So the mitzvahs represent over here, that's why it pops up over here. Because the mitzvahs represent that special bond. What's such as a special bond? Not just words. The mitzvahs are our way of connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The mitzvahs are our way of establishing our level of dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in Eretz Yisrael, whatever dveikus that we achieve with the Ribbono Shel Olam will be enhanced. So it wasn't simply saying to Yaakov Avinu, look, here you keep mitzvahs, why go to Chutz La'aretz, to Yitzchak. He was saying, you look, on your level of dveikus and Eilat Tamima, so these, look what you're going to be leaving behind. You're not going to have the same shmir, you're not going to be mechuyim in these mitzvahs. They're not going to accomplish the same thing in Chutz La'aretz. He says, you have to stay here. Let's just finish up. Well, derech ha-pshat, toimer she mishmarti emunas elohus shehemin b'shem avyuchan, v'shomer mishmer ezu b'liboy, v'chol leik bo al oim di avoy nezor, v'kor v'shem v'shem l'hoshem v'shem avim l'avadosoy, v'tzvoy se v'chol eshu tzivo v'lechol v'yatsa, v'il esbeno y'gvish esa ama, esbeno, chukoy say, v'lechol v'dachi Hashem, l'yoyis, chol gon merachum v'yis etzokol mishmat, v'lotzav yis etbonem v'yisam v'hem, v'shem rosa emilu v'yatsmai, ובונם אבונם ומצווס בני נח כולן שאין תרלן. And the pshat is, if you look around to find, you'll be able to see that the mitzvahs of the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded him, Lech Lecha, Akeda, sending away Yishmael, Chukaisav is the attributes of the Rabbona Shel Olam, the midos of the Rabbona Shel Olam. So Yerosai is the Torah that he already received, Prismila. This is B'nai Noyach. That's the Pshat. So once again, we have to analyze the Pshat carefully to see why these specific mitzvahs were chosen to be the basis for the Bechira, or the basis for the encouragement of Yitzchak to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so Sikkum, what did we say? We said that according to that many of the Pashtonim, the Rashbam, and the Ramban in the Pshat at the end, I'll try to identify various mitzvahs, various parts of Torah, or various aspects of Avraham Avinu's life, which are the basis for the Bechira of Avraham and of Yitzchak. And the reason why Avraham is assuring Yitzchak that he has nothing to be concerned about by staying in Mitzrayim. He's assured that he will make it through this Rav, because Rav has promised to Avram that he selected him already. And he explains it to him. It's all on the basis of various aspects of what we call Torah. So we explain according to Rashi, it has to do with the transmission. According to Ramban, it probably has to do with his fulfillment of the Ritzayin Hashem, his concern for the Ritzayin Hashem. But then the Ramban points out that there are various comments that Chazal made over here. The overarching comment of Chazal is that they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So Ramban explains, what does Chazal mean that they kept Kol HaTorah Kula? So it could mean they kept it literally. That's Rashi's pshat. And then we have the various kashas. But he suggests it could mean that they kept the spiritual achievements and growth of keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. It could be that they only kept Sheva Mitzvahs, but they kept it with such excitement. Or it could be that they kept Kol HaTorah Kula, but they only kept it in Eretz Yisrael. They were only mechuyev to keep it in Eretz Yisrael. Why does Ramban come to that conclusion? And it's a fascinating observation, because all of the lapses of Yifan, all of the kashas, are chutz l'aretz kashas. Right? Yaakov Avinu lost Rachel on the way back to Eretz Yisrael. So he was never married to two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Amram is a chutz l'aretz. So Ramban says that that would fit in so beautifully to this parasha. Why am I telling you not to leave? Because over here is where you keep mitzvahs. And that fits into the Ramban's approach that however we understand the Sifrei, it's clear that there are two levels of shmiras and mitzvahs. There's shmiras and mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, and shmiras and mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. And the shmiras and mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael is going to apparently achieve more. And I assume that means in terms of the dveikus that they will achieve for us. The distinction the Ramban seems to make, that when the Avos understood that the mitzvahs would accomplish very specific goals that were necessary, they kept the Chutz La'aretz as well, Yosef, Mitzrayim, and Shabbos. But when they wanted to model that the mitzvahs were an all-encompassing approach that would connect us to the Ribono Shel Olam, so that was a primary concern only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
Get it.